'Tis some life being a building. Not architecture, that's culture, you. Just a building. People walk through your door, gaze out your window, kick you, scrape you, slap scaffold up against you, Black and Decker you, DIY you. You're just a roof and walls. The rough and the smooth go on within. They give you a name. They call it house. Even though you're just a box flung up amongst boxes in Box World, you serve your purpose. And 'tis some life being a mythical historical character. Your name slapped up on all sorts. Bridges, buildings, coffee jars. Take the NHS up Truro. Old Uther Pendragon's got his name scrawled on slate right by the door of the Diabetic Retinal Screening Unit. Yes, the DRS at the NHS is named Pendragon. Pen bloody dragon. Giss on with thee. Giss on? Why, in the thick mists of mythical history, when knights and dragons, giants and spriggans ran round the moors, who'd have thought old Uther himself would end his days being the address of a NHS unit? Why, everybody knowed, even back in their mythical days, boy Uther never did see his hand in front of anybody's face, let alone his own. And who'd have thought that you could catch diabetical retinal whatever just sitting round a round table, minding your own, keeping your hands to yourself, not spilling the beans on Lancelot and the King's missus, no need to. Bloody Merlin Murdoch had that covered in the Daily Camelot. No wonder Dozy Mary just stayed in her pool collecting hardware. Now, old Uther got a unit named after him, a real building, a house. Bloody great, the NHS. He's even good for potboiling medieval reputations. And down Goonilly, Arthur and the missus is leading a revolution in telecommunications. At least they was till BT pulled the plug and Curno King took over broadband. And up Trelisk, Uther Pendragon's got a retinal screening unit for his retinal films. 'Tis diabetical, yo. There's money in art, boy, no mistake. But never mind lioness. There's eternal survival in being an address of an ugly old building up the NHS.